This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The first long weekend of firearm deer hunting is now history, and though a final tally of harvested deer is not yet released, you can bet there was plenty of success. I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this final WSMI Outdoors program for the 2014 recreational season. Now, as we mentioned, the first long weekend of firearm deer hunting wrapped up on Sunday. Hunters experienced a bit of everything this past weekend, ranging from cold temperatures to warm and wet weather. And while we don't have the harvest figures as of yet, we do have the latest results from the archery deer season. And it does look like the timing of the firearm deer hunt was quite good. In fact, the percentage of bucks in the archery harvest had increased significantly, which was proving the rut was underway. Archers from October 1st through November 16th harvested an overall total of 46.5% does and only 53.5% bucks. However, the buck harvest has again increased. Like we said, in the past harvest that was heavily male-dominated, only 34% were does and 66% were bucks. Results for the first 47 days of the season show hunter success running well ahead of last year's total for the same period. And according to Illinois Department of Natural Resources Forest Wildlife Program Manager Paul Sheldon, Illinois deer hunters had harvested 44,003 whitetails during this period. And the figures are slightly ahead of those in 2013. Last year's total for the same period was 43,670. The top five counties for archery harvest for the period the week before the firearm deer hunt was Pike with 1,730 total, Fulton with 1,279, Jefferson with 1,056, Adams with 977, and Joe Davies with 971. And results for local counties show Calhoun County archers from the first until the weekend before the firearm deer hunt bagging 505 deer, down only 36 from last year. Greene County hunters harvested 510, 43 fewer than a year ago. And archers in Macoupin County have recorded 695 whitetails, some four fewer. While Morgan County hunters tagged 379 deer, down 12 from last year. And the archery harvest in Jersey County for the first 47 days was 359 compared to 415 a year ago. The Madison County archery harvest stands at 667, 10 more than 2013. And in Montgomery County, hunters had bagged 476 deer compared to 479 last year. So it does appear that the hunt is going as well, or if not a bit better than the previous year. The Illinois archery deer season does continue through January 18th, and the season temporarily closes during the two long weekends of firearm deer hunting. The first one just wrapped up, and the second one is December 4th through the 7th. So we do have a pretty good deer hunt going on. The firearm deer hunt, I suspect, turned out pretty good since the harvest was down quite a bit last year. I think there was quite a few more harvested this year. We'll learn a little bit more as time goes on. And if you have a youngster interested in goose and waterfowl hunting, youth interested in participating in the 15th annual Central Illinois Youth Goose Hunt, sponsored by the Department of Natural Resources, can register now for the hunt, which is scheduled for December 26th through the 27th. To register for a drawing to participate in the hunt, young hunters must phone into the DNR office at 217-785-8060. That number is 217-785-8060 by the registration deadline of Friday, December 5th. The Youth Goose Hunt will be held at private waterfowl hunting clubs in Peoria, Fulton, and Knox counties, and this is a hotbed, a great opportunity. A lottery drawing involving all youngsters who phone in to register will be held on Monday, December 8th. And young hunters will be selected, will be notified by mail. So there's lots of opportunities there, and we'll hear more about that as time goes on. Okay, we're going to take a brief break, be back with more right after these messages. Say, deer hunters, ever wish that your venison could be made into a wider choice of products? Illinois Deer Processing in Carlinville is downstate Illinois' deer processing specialist, offering a choice of over 20 premium products. Among the favorites are bacon burger, and what isn't better with bacon? Salami and a variety of snack sticks and sausage, including regular jalapeno and cheese and more. And don't forget the jerky, pastrami, roast au jus, bologna, and much more. That's Illinois Deer Processing, 217-556-3871. Open 7 days a week, all season long. Okay, we're back, and we do have some results from the fall firearm turkey hunt, though they were a bit disappointing. In fact, it does appear that it was another disappointing season for Illinois fall firearm turkey hunters. And many hunters are concerned that the disappointing results from the annual fall firearm hunt may indicate tough times ahead for spring hunters. And I don't really think that's going to be the case. I just think there's just fewer people now participating in the fall firearm turkey hunt. And during the 9-day fall turkey season that wrapped up November 2nd, hunter harvest totals were some of the lowest in several years. The preliminary harvest figures show hunters bagging some 439 birds, down from 559 wild turkeys taken during the 2013 fall firearm hunt, which was also a disappointing season. According to some hunters, the reduction in harvest is likely due to several years of below-average turkey reproduction during the past decade. And while this might be partly true, the lighter harvest can most likely be attributed to a long-term decline in participation in the fall hunt. The early and unofficial figures show Illinois' top five counties for turkey harvest during the 2014 fall firearm hunt were Joe Davies with 52 birds, Jefferson and Union tied with 30, Williamson with 25, and Marion with 20. Locally, hunters in various counties found mixed results, and not all counties in the WSMI area are open to fall firearm hunting. Calhoun County hunters harvested only one bird compared to three a year ago. The Greene County harvest was three, down only one. Only one bird was harvested in Jersey County compared to two a year ago. In Macoupin County, it witnessed the biggest drop in harvest, two compared to eight last year. Madison County hunters found better success bagging five birds, up from three last year. And Morgan County hunters seemed to enjoy the best success in the area. Here, hunters had harvested 11 birds compared to seven the previous year. And compared to the spring hunt, fewer counties are open to fall firearm hunting. And unlike the spring hunt, where hunters are limited to taking only bearded birds, fall hunters may harvest birds of either sex. The fall season does attract considerably fewer hunters, as we said, and this does play a significant role in hunter success. And we do have a golden opportunity for hunters with disabilities who want to get in a little waterfowl hunting. The Kaskaskia River State Fish and Wildlife Area has hunting opportunities for hunters with disabilities with two designated handicap waterfowl hunting blinds at the Dry Lake area. The hunting blinds for hunters with disabilities can be reserved by sending a postcard to the Kaskaskia River State Fish and Wildlife Area main office, and they can state what day and which blind the hunter would like to reserve during the season. If more than one card is received for a date, there will be an in-house drawing. This is in the South Central Zone, and it opened November 8th, so there's plenty of hunting opportunities still ahead. And if you want more information, you can call the site office at area code 618-785-2555. So that's 618-785-2555. If you want to send in a postcard, that's the Kaskaskia River State Fish and Wildlife Area. Their address is 10981 Conservation Road in Baldwin, Illinois, 62217. That's 62217. And as we mentioned earlier, this is our final program of the year. We'll be back next spring with more newsworthy items of interest to area sportsmen and women. However, this doesn't mean that your outdoor activities must end. We still have plenty of deer, waterfowl, and upland game hunting ahead. Not to mention lots of good fishing will be found this winter, so do have a safe and joyous holiday season, and we'll be back next spring. And until then, enjoy good fishing and safe hunting. I'm Kurt Hicken.